folks. You're chowing down on Dunkin's Donuts. This is Sean Nicholas Savage. Enjoy yourself.
Right, that was California's Classics with their song All You're Waiting For featuring Nancy Wang, best known as a member of LCD Sound System and the Juan McLean, a fixture of the DFA record scene. But Classics aren't a DFA band. They're releasing their album somewhere else. But that album is called Hanging Gardens. It's out now. Speaking of DFA, they recently celebrated their 12th anniversary. Congratulations, James Murphy and the other guys good for you. There's a cool little documentary that is posted online just about how DFA came to be. I didn't know that it's sort of run by a former child star. I don't, yeah, it was interesting. It was good. And James Murphy waxes about how peanut butter is a quintessential North American flavor. And having traveled abroad, I can say, yes, peanut butter is the best, and other places don't understand how great it is. North Americans, we get peanut butter. It's great. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm going to be with you until 1 p.m. On today's show, a bunch of previewing or playing some new Sean Nicholas Savage, whose record came out earlier this week. Previewing a couple of shows that are happening, and if we're very lucky, a phone call from Mr. Sean Mrazek, one of the people that will be launching an album this week. His record came out yesterday. He is a dad. He has a lot of responsibilities in his life, so he may not manage to give us a call in the next hour, but here is hoping that works out. And later on in the show, I will have a pair of tickets to give away to his record release, which is happening on Friday night. But to start off, let's hear some Sean Nicholas Savage, one of my favorites. His new album, The Other Life, out now on Arbutus Records. And this is the song, More Than I Love Myself. Here we go.
More than I love myself. To celebrate 30 years of alternative publishing, Discorder will be hosting a birthday bash on May 31st at the Biltmore Cabaret, featuring Hot Panda, Dirty Spells, Phoenix Thunderbird, and Hooves, plus a silent auction with a ton of killer prizes. For more information, go to discorder.ca.
In workshops, garages, kitchen tables all around Metro Vancouver, people make stuff. Once a year, we gather to show off the stuff we make, to teach and to learn, from urban gardeners to quilters to robot makers. Hey, guys, I'm trying to make a promo.
Sorry.
Join us at Vancouver Mini Maker Fair, Saturday and Sunday, June 1st and 2nd at the PNE Forum. For more info and to buy tickets, visit vancouver.makerfair.ca. That's Makerfair with an E!
All right, that was Blue Hawaii from their brand new album, Untogether. That was the song Sierra Lift. Sierra Lift. Out now on Arbutus Records from Montreal. Label mates with the band that we heard before that, Sean Nicholas Savage, or the artist we heard before that, from his brand new album, The Other Life, More Than I Love Myself. Good stuff. So it worked out. We got Sean Mrazek on the phone. And Sean, are you there?
Hey, Duncan.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. How are you?
Great. Thanks so much for calling in.
Oh, of course. Thank you.
So, who is Sean Mrazek?
I'm
doing the Nard.
I'm a dad, a musician, drummer, a friend, lots of other things too.
Yeah, I've known that you were you've been in lots of bands, but it wasn't until I took a look at the really cool website that you have that I realized you've been doing this for so long. You've been in a ton of different bands.
I've been doing it for a long time.
I didn't realize how legendary you are. Did you really play on a P. Diddy track?
That's right.
Remarkable.
Yeah, well, my drums were sampled.
Yeah.
Used on a remix.
Yeah.
And P. Diddy submitted it to Warner Brothers for a remix, and he was into it.
Cool.
But Warner Brothers wasn't.
Oh, those bums.
That was just an amazing experience that he even heard my drums.
Sure.
And, I considered it the whole thing to be pretty fun.
Yeah, I bet. So with all these different bands, what makes Sean Mrazek Lives different? Why do a solo project like this?
Oh, well, I've been collaborating for so many years and doing lots of different things, and I loved it. But I wanted to make something and do something that was just all, with a single intention and something that I wanted to do and lead. And, I wanted to try something, for better or for worse.
Yeah.
If it was good, if it was crappy, I just wanted to try. And no matter, just to do something and finish something and leave something behind that, if my kids had ever... wanted to know what their old man was about. They could listen to it.
Yeah, a statement.
Yeah. I go, what did my dad believe in? Right? And so, my dad was a bit of an enigma, and I wanted to make sure that I left something behind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, I've seen you play around for a few years now. How long have you been working on this debut album of yours?
It started shortly... 3 years ago, just after my son Otis was born,
mm-hmm.
and in the process, it took quite a while to finish, not in hours of recording, but just finding the time to do it. The tracking and all that sort of stuff didn't take too long, but I had my daughter June was born, in the middle of tracking, and I have three kids, so it was just a lot of juggling,
sure.
It started 3 years ago, and it finished about a year ago, but it took me forever to get it mastered. It took me about a year to make one phone call.
So, I know how that goes.
But I'm just glad it's out. I'm really glad it's out. I'm excited for the show.
Yeah.
The band, they got a band together now, which is a new thing, and we got Adrian Teacher on guitar, Rose Melberg on drum, Hayes Fisher on bass. So,
yeah,
it's gonna be. It's sounding good. The practices have been really fun, and it's. I think it's gonna be a really positive, joyful night.
Awesome. And you mentioned Adrian and some other folks, and you got some great people on the record as well. There's Chris Arific and J.P. Carter from
yeah.
Fond of Tigers and Destroyer.
Yeah. It was. I've played with so many different people over the years, and the majority of the material on there is done by me. I'd say about 95% of it, I did most of it. But I found, and I wanted it to be that way initially. I wanted to see if I could do the whole thing myself.
Yeah.
But it was difficult, and in the end, I needed help. I needed help, and. So, JP plays some trumpet on My Funny Valentine. Adrian played some leads on Man in the Glass. Hayes was the only guy who played on everything. He played bass on almost the entire record. But, yeah, everything else. You know, Chris Riffick, he did some Rhodes on Invisible Hands, and my daughter, Molly, she did the bridge of The Force Inside My Heart. I got her to hold down one note.
Awesome.
So that was really good. She was really nervous about that note, but she really pulled
it. So she nailed it.
Yeah. So, it was just nice. It was nice to have people, you know, into doing it and wanting to be a part of it. And in the end, it worked out great.
And I haven't seen the record yet because it was just released, I guess, on Tuesday. And then the release party is tomorrow night. But the images I've seen, they just look so beautiful. That cabin on the cover. Is there a story behind that?
There's a fellow by the name of Paul Huisking. He took the photo, and he built that cabin.
Wow.
And that's the Catskills. And he built it, and the photo is from 1985. He took the photo as well.
Yeah.
And he sold it. And from what I know, he kind of regretted it, but... It's just an amazing photo.
Yeah, it just looks so so cozy.
It
really makes me want to listen to this record and just like curl up and I don't know. It's a great it's a great looking record.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm happy with it.
And so, Friday night, what can people anticipate with the show?
Friday night it's at 855 East Hastings, and that's the new Red Gate. And, OK Vancouver, OK, they had their release show there, and there's been some other parties there, and it's going to start at 10 o'clock, and Loose Tights and Love Cuts are playing.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be like half-hour sets, and our set is going to be a short because the record's short, and but it's going to be really fun.
Cool.
Really fun.
And there's only you only pressed 100 of these records.
That's right.
Yeah, so we got to get down there and get a copy into our hands before they're all gone.
I've done pressings before with other bands, and you know, you do the 500 copies, and there's, you know, they end up becoming coasters around
the house. I know, it's so sad. I have done one. I put out another band 7-inch years and years ago, and I still have 25 in the back of my closet. And there's nothing quite sadder than like just these great records collecting dust because there are just too many of them.
I in retrospect, I wish I had made 200.
Yeah,
because they're almost already gone.
Okay, but there will be some at the show.
Good. There'll be some for sure at the show, and I just dropped off some records at Red Cat, Zulu, Zoo Shop, and Neptune.
So, cool.
There's some there as well.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
And so what's you finally got this record out of the way, like 3 years of work. What's the rest of your summer looking like? Any music stuff coming up in the next couple months?
We're trying to book some more shows. And putting the word out there. If any bands out there want to play some shows, find...
Send you a note.
Email. We're trying to organize a show with Aaron Reed and Jay Arner.
Awesome.
And Movie Land and Collapse Opposites. So we're just trying to, they're all in works, but we're just trying to make it work. Everyone's got busy schedules.
Yeah. But there's so many great bands in town, and it'll be, you'll have a great summer. I'm sure you'll book those shows and you're going to have a great time.
I'm looking forward to it.
Cool. Well, thanks so much for calling, Sean. And you've given us two tickets to guest list spots, so we'll give those out later in the show. And listeners, stay tuned. And I know Adrian already did the trivia question about where you were born, which was very surprising. You were born in Tehran.
Tehran.
Yeah, that I'll ask you about that some other time. But that was very surprising.
That's a long story.
Sure. Well, thanks, Sean. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I know you've had a busy morning, so I really appreciate you making the time to give us a call.
Oh, my pleasure. Anytime.
All right. Well, see you tomorrow night, and let's give a listen to the new record. So this is the song Can't See Me by Sean Mrazek Lives from the album Thought He Was Dead, out a couple days ago.
Thank you.
I can fly. And if I could come down, and if I could come down from the downs, oh, from the downs. Well, I'm scared, but I have hopes. And you know, I was hoping that I would turn out to be something good.
Okie dokie. That was, dang. That was Loose Tights from their EP, I'm going to call it. Jam Space Recordings for Demo. It was, I guess they don't have a formally recorded thing yet. That's all good. But that's up on their Bandcamp, and it was nice to play. Don't really know much about Loose Tights, but I'm looking forward to seeing them Friday night as a part of the Sean Mrazek Lives LP release party at 855 East Hastings, which is the new Roy G. Viv Redgate place. I think they're calling it the Rainbow Connection. Before that, we heard Love Cuts from their recent two plus two minus one EP. That was the song Calling the Dogs. And at the top there, we heard Sean Mrazek Lives from the album Thought He Was Dead, released yesterday or Tuesday. You can get it in your hands on Friday. The song Can't See Me. Great stuff. Thanks again, Sean, for calling in. Also happening on Friday night, Disc Order Magazine is celebrating its 30th anniversary. There was a great calendar that was released as a part of this at the beginning of the year. If you don't have one yet, maybe they'll be half price by now. But they are beautiful. It just shows cover art from the last 30 years of Disc Order. It is great. And so tomorrow night, there's going to be a big party to celebrate that at the Biltmore Cabaret. So Hot Panda are playing, Phoenix Thunderbird are playing, Dirty Spells, and my favorite, The Hooves, or just Hooves, are playing, featuring Paulette and Josefa, and as a couple of other CITR personalities. So we're going to hear a song from that from their new EP. It's called Dear Nevada, and we're going to hear the song Holy War. But right before I play that, and I'm just trying to get this so that I get off the air when the calls start coming in, giving away a pair of tickets to the Sean Mrazek Lives show tomorrow night. So if you want to go, you and a guest, to get on the guest list for that show, call in at 604-822-2487, UBC-CITR, give us a call, and you'll have two tickets for the guest list for the Sean Mrazek Lives release party tomorrow night. Here is Hooves. Thank you.
For the past 7 years, Sled Island has delivered a hot, fresh, and saucy music and arts festival in Calgary, Alberta. In 2013, it's saucier than ever. From June 19th to 22nd, independent musical acts, visual artists, filmmakers, and comedians, including the CITR Showcase featuring White Lung, will frolic your amusement at over 30 venues. More information on schedules, venues, ticket purchases, and more, visit www.sledisland.com. Sled Island is proudly sponsored by CITR.
Hi folks, it's DJ Abraham bringing you your morning jam. It's a beautiful day. Every Monday from 6:30 a.m. to 8 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm here and in your ear, bringing you the modern version of a mixtape. Old school, but still cool. So let's start grooving, dancing, and smiling in the morning.
All right, that was Ottawa's Cold Warps from a new 7-inch that they have called Worry Worms. Oh, these headphones don't work. You can't hear that, but hopefully we'll be getting new headphones soon. Before that, we heard Lie from their Night Cassette, the song Overtime. And at the top, we heard Hooves from their Dear Nevada EP. That was the song Holy War. And just a reminder, Hooves are playing tomorrow night as part of Discorder's 30th birthday party and fundraiser. So there'll be a silent auction and a bunch of fun people. And they'll be joined by Phoenix Thunderbird, Dirty Spells, and Hot Panda. Tickets only $10. Fun times. Also that night, as I mentioned before, Sean Mrazek Lives LP release party at the Rainbow Connection. If you would like a pair of tickets to that show, please call in 604-822-2487. And your name and a guest will be on the guest list. You'll get in for free. What a deal. All right. Moving along. OK Vancouver OK released an album a little while ago. It's called Food, Shelter, Water. This is the song Capitalism is the Reason. Here we go. OK Vancouver OK.
Why are these people here? Why do they live in fear? Never invited here. Where does my drink come from? Channeling atmosphere. Speaking a message clear. Eating bombs up in here. Where did your childhood go? Why would you start that love? Capitalism is the reason why.
Oh, Turn off expectations, sleep alone. Focus on the moment, every soul tone. All shades of gray and all folds. Don't focus on the cold, cold stone. All impasses blocked by these bones. Focus on the feeling. Don't focus on the leaving. Oh, hunting through the night, hunting for my car. Something spirit to adore, and could Columbia be knocking at my door? So I dive to the depths of his ocean floor, and we are travelers traveling through time, separated though the continents do bind. So I got a landmass that's mine, breathe my body back, and there I find, oh, it's where begin. Stardust, next of kin, brave and bold as a sin, to chart the evolution of our skin, knowledge seeker from within. Though we don't know the wind, don't know the wind, but brave and bold to begin.
All right, so that was Isla Craig from her album entitled Both the One and the Other. That was the song Messages. Before that, we heard OK Vancouver, OK. From their album Food, Shelter, Water, that was the song Capitalism is the Reason. And that's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin's Donuts. If you like what you heard, you can hear the podcast at dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com. I'll post the playlist there as well. I'm going to close things out with Deer Hunter from Austin or Atlanta, Georgia. They have a new album out called Monomania, and we're going to hear the song Dream Captain. And just before I play that song, a reminder that there is still a pair of tickets up for grabs to the Sean Mrazek Lives show tomorrow night. So if you want that pair of tickets, free show, as that old elementary school joke goes, give us a call at 604-822-2487, and I will get your name on the guest list. Okay? Thanks to Sean for calling in. Thanks to all of you for listening. And I shall see you next week with the Dunkin' Donuts Music Waste Preview Show. Passes are still available, I see. Don't snooze. Get the $15 pass and then just go wild next weekend. Yeah. And I'll tell you all about all the great stuff to go see when we do our preview show next week. All right. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next week. Bye.
listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia.
Station tours start at noon, and we are located on the second floor of the sub.
The wind blew some luck in my direction. I caught it in my hands today. I finally made a tricky French connection.
When I was a kid, I didn't have much, but I knew Father's Day was coming up. And I wanted to get my dad something that I could afford, but that would also show how much I cared. So what I did is I got him a